Welcome to the first episode of my new podcast, The Jazz Hip Hop Synthesis. My name is Sam Jordans and I'm a drummer. I am currently recording this for the second time while my room is making a lot of noises. So I hope we will survive this, but let's get into it. We will look at some of my favorite drummers and look at the crossover of jazz and hip hop, and maybe even more. And the first episode is about the legendary Chris Dave. Let's get started. Born in Houston, Texas, drummer Chris Dave began his career in the late 1980s. Just like many other musicians from the United States, Chris began playing music in church. Although his father was a drummer, he never heard him play, actually. And the main reason that Chris picked the drums was so that he didn't have to sing in the choir. Gospel certainly had his influence on Chris, but it was jazz that inspired him the most. Names like Miles Davis or John Coltrane were often played by his father, kickstarting his interest. While in high school, Chris started to get into the likes of Tony Williams, Elvin Jones, Max Roach, and Jack DeJohnette, trying to figure out how they were playing. Chris was studying in Washington, D.C. when his musical career started to take off. Via some connections that he had made, he got his first big gig, playing with Mint Condition. Let's listen to what that sounded like. The song is called Change Your Mind and features a 20-year-old Chris Dave on the drums. He said that at the time with this band, Mint Condition, he was taught way more than college. Because he would meet these huge musicians and watch their bands perform, he would absorb how they played, what the audience liked and disliked, and he would get to meet the drummers and learn the do's and don'ts by looking at why certain drummers got hired and others didn't. This was his real college. Chris went on to play with many more acts, such as being part of B-Law's live band, where the crossover of soul, jazz and hip-hop really started presenting himself. Although Chris Dave currently might be more popular or well-known because of his more hip-hop or even pop-related projects, such as with Adele or Justin Bieber, he used to play with some big jazz names too. Even back then, he already tried to sneak in some hip-hop elements now and then, but not everyone appreciated that. It was sometimes frustrating to only play one style, while he was interested in many more. He sometimes got critique on the fact that he tried to mix gospel and jazz on an album, and the fact that he had odd time signatures on songs as well. Him and the drummer that my next podcast will be about started talking about this problem, both being inspired by Jay Dilla, the legendary hip-hop producer. They both built a reputation in the jazz scene already and felt like maybe it was time to explore other genres, and so they did. Let's listen to a quick segment of Jay Dilla tribute with Robert Glasper and Chris Dave, among others. Here they are playing Fall in Love. Try to focus on the sound of the drums, as this is what we will talk about next. Chris Dave loves snare drums, like really loves them. He even calls it a fetish. On the other hand, he hates toms, at least when he's playing them himself. Next to the distinctive snare sound, it's the cymbals that make his sound so unique. After finding an old stash of cracked cymbals, he started using them more and more because he loved the sound. Also, Chris Dave often uses one or more spiral cymbals. He also used them in the segment as well, creating a soft and breezy cymbal effect. Also, Chris loves using other interesting sounds, like a tambourine or shaker-like elements, and my favorite of them all, the clap stacks, which basically is three cymbals that are slightly bent on top of each other to create a dope clap sound, like in this NPR Tiny Desk session. In this clip, where Chris plays with his band, the Drumheads, you will also clearly hear the use of percussion in that distinctive Chris Dave way. I said it's way too cold. In the belly of the black hole. I should add that there is someone else playing percussion in this clip as well, but you still get the idea, and you probably heard the clap sound as well. Alright, let's move on. Chris Dave is one of the most in-demand musicians of his generation. His eccentric approach to the drum set and his ability to adapt to any musical setting, whether hip-hop, jazz, or R&B, has put him in a category of his own. Chris combines the jazz mentality of improvising and playing in the moment with his interest for hip-hop, where groove also plays a big part. With his style, he tries to get rid of the perception that jazz is for old people and hip-hop for the youth. He wants to inspire both generations and inspire people to dive into other genres and styles. One of the most important qualities of a drummer is feel for rhythm and not losing count. Chris wanted to be able to stay in the rhythm without even thinking about it. He would just feel and know where the beat is. And the only way to make it to that point is, of course, practice. Chris often talks about the importance of practice. He said, "If you come to my house and walk into the room where I'm practicing, you're going to hear me sound like I can't play. That's because I'm working on stuff that I can't do, so that I can improve." Like said before, Chris was influenced by Jay Dilla, who showed the drums don't always have to be as straight and strict as one might think. In his next instrumental, producer Jay Dilla we'll show you what I'm talking about. Before these two guys, and with them a couple of more, started to experiment with the boundaries of rhythm and timing, hip-hop used to sound pretty straightforward. Dilla and Chris showed us that you don't have to fill everything, and that it doesn't have to be as repetitive. It can be diverse, unique, and improvised, like jazz. Now, I don't want to get too deep into the theory, but another thing Chris does is playing with polyrhythms, which wasn't often being done in hip-hop before. A polyrhythm is basically playing two different rhythms at the same time. Because of this, it might sometimes sound like he's out of rhythm, but he always lands it, and that's what makes it exciting. The fact that he describes himself as a sponge is canny, getting influenced by everyone that he interacts with. He also describes life as the most helpful thing throughout his career. Even stuff that is not related to his career, music or drumming, will still help him grow and improve himself. He gets inspired and influenced by the room, the musicians, the audience, the day, and everything that surrounds him, which gives him the ability to give the audience something new every time. Alright, now let's listen to some records. Let's start with Double Booked by Robert Glasper. Robert was also into hip-hop, but first wanted to establish himself as a jazz pianist. This album features Chris Dave as well, who we know went through a similar period. Let's listen and focus on the merge between subtle, delicate, and complex jazz elements, and the snare and percussion heavy grooves. To see all the light that we can see, and teach all our children not to lie, and maybe we'll never go to the light. This was Butterfly by Rob Glasper. Now let's listen to another album with Robert and Chris and see what it sounds like. Black Radio by Robert Glasper Experiment. This is the album that got me into jazz, and actually got me into much, much more. The anecdote goes that the president of the label the album was going to be released on couldn't figure out what samples Robert Glasper was using for the drums. And see, this president wasn't just some guy, but a legendary producer that worked with the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan, to name a few. But there wasn't any sampling involved. It was Chris Dave with his unique approach to playing and grooving. Let's listen to Afro Blue with the lovely Erykah Badu. In this clip you hear the transition really clearly, slowly moving to a hip hop groove as the cymbals fade and the kick increases into a steady driving bass. Now let's listen to one of the latest projects of Chris Dave with the Drumheads. This album with Chris Dave as a frontman is tapping into multiple genres that Chris loves. Jazz, funk, soul, hip-hop, afrobeat and more. He describes the album as a sort of portal to the Drumheads world. Chris often brings up that his job as a drummer is to make sure that the audience is having a good time. That is also the goal of this album. Take you on a trip and just making sure you're happy. He has a ton of collaborations on the album, but only artists that he sees as family and friends. The album is often referred to as R&B, but it's more. He actually says that it's supposed to be a jazz album. He didn't feel like playing a jazz kit though. The album is full of different sounds on the drums, which is why he recommends listening to it more than once. Yet again, jazz and hip-hop fuse together, thanks to his hip-hop approach of creating music almost like sampling. He uses musicians and other influences and takes bit to morph into his own creation. In this next clip from the song Whatever, you will hear both jazz and hip-hop. The drums feel like hip-hop with improvised and subtle jazz elements, while the rest of the instrumental shows even more improvisational features. The vocals tie it together. It sounds like it's happening right now. You're there, and the people are just vibing along, yet again showing both hip-hop and jazz elements. Enjoy, or whatever. I want to end this podcast by thanking you for listening. I will publish a playlist on my Spotify with some more Chris Dave tunes. I hope to have you again next week. Now, let's end with a quote by the man himself. Make sure your influences are vast and not limited, so you have everything at your exposure. Everything that influences you becomes a part of you. Chris Dave.